I'm Haliluke, and my research investigates if bias cloud retrievals due to 3D effects provide reasonable radiative energy estimates. It's a closure studies based on satellite observations and radiative transfer simulations. Basically, we know clouds are ubiquitous and present in large fractions. About 60-70% of the Earth's surface is covered by clouds. And clouds interact with radiation, and it can cause either cooling effect or warming effect depending on the type of interactions. Basic remote sensing algorithms used for retrievals, they make certain assumptions, and the two basic fundamental assumptions made in the algorithms, the 1D radiative transfer theory, are the plane parallel approximations, in which it assumes each pixel to be homogeneous. And the second assumption is the independent pixel approximation, in which it assumes that each pixel is independent from its neighboring pixel in the context of photon transfer. In reality, clouds are 3D in nature, and they deviate from these assumptions, as you can see in the plot in section 2 here, where the sun, skewed at a certain angle, casts shadow that is displaced in the 3D, but due to independent column that restricts the interactions to each column, the shadows are cast directly underneath it. Nakajima and King, the bispectral technique by Nakajima and King, is a common retrieval technique which adopts the one radiative transfer theory to retrieve the cloud optical thickness and cloud effective radius simultaneously from a pair of reflectances. One is being chosen in the visible near infrared region, which is typically non-absorbing, and so cloud optical thickness increases with increases and so cloud reflectance increases with increasing cloud optical thickness, and the other is chosen from a shortwave infrared band, which is moderately absorbing, and so the cloud reflectance decreases with increasing cloud effective radius, where there is more absorption. In this framework, we are going to investigate three important questions using different levels of cloud realism, that is going from simple to more complicated clouds. So the three important questions are to compare the 3D radiance observations to the 1D radiance observations. The second important question is to compare the retrieved cloud properties interpreted from the 3D radiance observation, which is biased, to the true cloud properties to test for the 3D effects in the retrievals. And the third question here is to compare the radiative energy gotten from the erroneous retrieved cloud properties with the true radiative energy computed from the true cloud properties and the true 3D radiative transfer. Basically, this research is different from subsequent research in the sense that subsequent research have always compared radiative energy computed from the true clouds to radiative energy computed also from the true cloud, that is the 3D and 1D relative energy computed from the true clouds, box F and box G. But we are going to go the other route to argue that even though the retrieved cloud properties are erroneous, they contain some error, comparing the relative energy derived from them to the relative energy derived from the true clouds using true 3D would provide better estimates, because we hypothesize that the errors would cancel out to some extent to give us better estimate as when we compare the relative energy from the true cloud and true 3D computation to the relative energy via 1D and from the true cloud computations. We use large eddy clouds to test our hypothesis, and we have the results here. And we can see when we compare 1D and 3D reflectance with the sun at the left hand side of the domain, as you see here, we can see at this point we have illumination towards pixels tilted towards the sun, and we have shadowing on opposite sides of the pixels. We could see from the cumulative frequency, cumulative distribution plot here, we see that they are almost symmetric, although the shortwave infrared has some slightly positive bias. Also, we investigated the difference between the 3D and 1D retrievals, as we can see in the plot, and we see in regions typically where there are overestimation of the cloud's optical thickness when we subtract the 3D from the true cloud optical thickness. We see such regions corresponds to underestimation of the cloud effective radius, as you can see in the scattering plot here, where we have positive bias in the cloud optical thickness. It goes majorly with a negative, that is underestimation of the cloud effective radius, and conversely, where we have overestimation of the cloud effective radius, we have underestimation of the cloud optical thicknesses. We then compared we test our main hypothesis, where we had, where we did broadband relative transfer fluxes on the hypothesis we had, and in the results we have the result for the broadband relative transfer fluxes for the reflected, transmitted, and absorbed. And typically we are still investigating our hypothesis on this, but we can see the plots how they compare with each other for the reflected, transmitted, and absorbed, for the relative energy derived from the erroneous cloud retrievals, the relative energy derived from the true clouds and true 3D retrievals, and the relative energy derived from the true clouds via 1D retrievals. Also, we are interested in looking at the conservation of energy, in which we expect energy to be conserved, the total energy to be conserved. For the 1D, we see, since it's each column are independent and no net exchange of photons between columns here, the sum of the absorbed, reflected, and transmitted fluxes is equal to the total incident flux at the top of the atmosphere, while for the 3D, the sum of these three fluxes is not equal to the total reflected flux at the top of the atmosphere, except we have to account for an H-term, which is the horizontal transport of photons. So as we can see from the plot of the horizontal transport of photons from the true clouds and true 3D computations here, we see that H changes across the domain from convergence region, where they have negative H values, and the number of photons or the incident flux at the top of the atmosphere here is quite lesser than the flux in such regions. An opposite case is observed in the divergence region, where they have positive H, and in this region here, the incident flux at the top of the atmosphere is typically more than the flux in such divergence region. Horizontal transport of photon is very important in GCMs, because the grid sizes spatially in the horizontal of GCM is getting smaller when compared to the horizontal size in the dimension. And so if the horizontal size is becoming small, the importance of the horizontal transport cannot be neglected anymore. as proposed by David Amashak, 2010. So investigations are still going on this. We have the domain mean average for the reflected or transmitted and absorbed flux, and we see they have been reflected. So we are still testing our hypothesis, and future work will still be ongoing using more complicated cloud scenes from the LES atmospheric radiative measurements, symbiotic simulations, observatory activity, the LASSO scenes, and also case studies of the 3D effects, using this study again from 3D cloud scenes constructed from A-Train satellites. So we would love to appreciate JSET also for this also. Thank you.